Nos autem gloriario portet in cruce Domini nostri Iesu Christi. In quo salus vita et resurrectio nostra, perquem salvati et liberati sumus.
21 of December 2019, Hebrews 5, 1-10. Every high priest is taken from among human beings and is appointed to act on their behalf in relationships with God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can sympathize with those who are ignorant or who have gone astray because he too is subject to the limitations of weakness. That is why he has to make sin offerings for himself as well as for people. No one takes this honor on himself. It needs a call from God, as in Aaron's case. And so it was not Christ who gave himself the glory of becoming high priest, but the one who said to him, "You are my son, today I have fathered you." And in another text, "You are the priest forever of the order of Melchizedek." During his life on earth, he offered up prayer and entreaty with loud cries and with tears to the one who had the power to save him from death. And, winning a hearing by this reference, he learned obedience, son though he was, through his sufferings. When he had been perfected, he became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation, and was acclaimed by God with the title of high priest of the order of Melchizedek. We know through our faith that Jesus completed all what is already to be seen in the high priest of the old covenant. The wisdom of God sent Jesus as a human being. So Jesus came for himself into the weakness of a human being and was called by God to be high priest, and he brought himself as a real sacrifice. All happened. He who was without any sin. So all happened what God has foreseen for our redemption. Now it's our part to take this gift of love, that we are redeemed from our sins and can go away as redeemed people through this world, following our Lord. During his life on earth, he offered up prayer and entreaty with loud cries and with tears to the one who had the power to save him from death, and winning a hearing by his reverence, he learned obedience, son though he was, through his suffering. And when we hear this again, we think especially of the hours in Gethsemane, because in these hours we learn about the Lord, when he had to carry this terrible burden, and humanly speaking, there was no chance to carry that. He had fear, he was sweating blood, and we know that he said, "Father, if it's possible, then this calyx should go from me." So he was betrayed. It was short before, and the disciples could not give any consolation. And so he spiritually carried all this burden of the suffering. Maybe this part was specially in the meditation of the letter to the Hebrews, when it was said that the Lord learned obedience through suffering. When the Lord said 3 times yes to do the will of God. We have to learn through suffering obedience. There is a very deep message for us, because it's relatively easy to follow the Lord when there are not very much sufferings. All is carried by the grace of the Lord, and we can see the fruits of what we are doing. But if we think, for example, of a lot of missionaries which had terrible circumstances and brought the gospel to this world, and they didn't see any fruits, what kind of suffering insight? Maybe the question, if they do the will of God, and all what they're doing is in vain? So we can understand that in such cases, the obedience is called for another intensity. And those missionaries went on, independent from the fruitfulness, just to fulfill the will of God. And we can see in this way, the obedience starts to get deeper, very deep, because you do just your work because of God, naked, to listen to Him, without any personal satisfaction. So also when we have physical suffering or other forms of suffering, this dimension of the special obedience can be awakened. An obedience in a very high quality. Because there is a danger to resist against the suffering from inside. We think it's not the time now, or it's not our way, or we have other ways of refusing the suffering. But to accept the suffering out of the hand of God, as He let it pass, will bring us a certain kind, a certain quality of freedom of obedience, a freedom which we could normally not win without this kind of way, this special way of suffering. I think, for example, to Saint Joan of Arc and her very special mission, which she fulfilled till the death. We know she was betrayed and had to go to prison for a while to wait for a very unjust process. She was accompanied by so-called voices. That means she had two spiritual leaders, heavenly spiritual leaders, Saint Catherine of Alexandria and Holy Margaret. And they said, she will set me free through a big victory. And Joan thought, well, it will be a victory just to bring her out of the prison. She will be released. And she waited for that. But the saints spoke of another victory. It was the martyrium of her. So she had to correct her thinking what will be a victory in this case. And she accepted this in the end with a very deep obedience. And she had won the biggest victory of all. So Joan completed her obedience with acceptance of this suffering.
The introitus we will hear now opens the hours of passion of our Lord. We, however, need must glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom is our salvation, our life and resurrection, through whom we are saved and set free.
Nos autem gloriari oporte. Jesu Christi, in quo es salus vita et resurrectio nostra, perquem salvati et liberati.